That's a powerful song, you know that? Is God your all in all? Yeah. All right. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. He's the one I can depend on this Christian journey. And I'm so thankful that I'm in the family of God. What about you? I wonder about that so much, especially where we are living today and the society in which we are living in. Is God your all in all? Is he the one that you put your trust in? Yes, Lord. I'm striving to be prayerful as I stand before the congregations of the people of God. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 Lord. Let me take time to follow protocol. To our pastor, amen. Pastor Terry Minor, yes, I want to thank you for this privilege,
amen,
and this opportunity.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Oh, yes, he always mess with me. I like the fact that he called me handsome. I know he don't mean that. But he does, and I appreciate the fact that, matter of fact, I wish I could tell y'all how he associated me with roadkill. You all that drive down the road, he said, my family is the roadkill.
Jesus,
that's what I said to you. But the fact of the matter is, I thank God for him. We're praying for him that the Lord will continue to strengthen and secure him in his Christian walk. Amen. This is no joke. Serving the Lord is no joke. Being the pastor and shepherd of God's people is no joke. So we thank God for him that he saw fit to allow me to stand before the congregation that God holds him accountable for. Yes. And I take this business very seriously. Very seriously. I would be remiss if I don't acknowledge Pastor Emeritus Charles Twyman. Amen. Played a major role in my growth and development in the ministry for the cause of Christ.
Right.
I came to this church going through church hurt, and the Lord blessed me in my ministry under his leadership.
Yes,
so we thank God for him. I want to say to the brethren, the ministers of Macedonia, thank God for you. You're a fine group of preachers. Thank God for you. And all the deacons of Macedonia.
Amen.
And, yes, to Macedonia congregation.
Yes, Lord.
And my sunshine.
Amen. All right.
Praying also for those who are listening in from their homes.
Yes.
Live streaming, we want to acknowledge you as well. I want to say to all of you, I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're thanking and praising God for blessing me with this opportunity to share the inspired word of God with you on this Lord's day.
Amen.
Yes, there is a word from the Lord. So if you have your Bibles, please turn to Colossians, the first chapter. Colossians 1. Yes, and we'll be reading from the King James Version. Let me know when you get there by saying amen.
Amen.
All right. Most of you just got there. This is a large congregation. I didn't hear that many. So I'm simply saying, let me know when you get there. All right, that sounds more like it. All right. From the first chapter of Colossians, we'll be reading six verses beginning at verse 15 through 20. 15 through 20. There you will find these words. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or power. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Amen. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. We lift our theme from the 17th through the 19th verse. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have preeminence. Yes, for it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Amen. Amen. Yes, from those verses we lift our theme. You cannot omit Jesus Christ. Amen. You cannot omit Jesus Christ. You cannot leave Jesus Christ out of your faith, out of your worship. You cannot leave Jesus Christ out of the very existence of the world in which we're currently living. Yes, yes. I want that to resonate with you. As we go forth, listen, Paul wrote this prison epistle to encourage the Colossian church to maintain their Christian doctrine. To maintain their Christian doctrine. Yes, sir. The early believers needed to be set on the proper path with correct teaching. Mm-hmm. Watch that now. You want to keep that before you. Correct teaching. Amen. Paul deals with doctrinal heresy that was creeping into the Colossian church. Right. Oh, we have a lot of that today, don't we? Yes. The error was probably a mixture of Judaism and early form of Gnosticism. Mm-hmm. Gnosticism simply deals with one who knows. They believe that salvation is achieved by a revelation that awakens knowledge of the divine spiritual nature. Yes, you have to be careful with that. Amen. You got a lot of so-called spiritual people that are inspired by some spirit.
Yes, that's right.
Ideas of some spirit. Mm-hmm. And they'll let you know that they're highly spiritual.
Jesus.
But they're looking for intellectual knowledge concerning God. Watch out, Reverend Register.
Amen.
Now, the Word of God have taught me that all our knowledge comes from God and is predicated upon faith.
Yes.
Watch out. Watch out. Listen, and so we see here how important it is during that time that Paul labors to encourage them to stick with, stand on the Word of God, and always be contextual. Listen, certain members were teaching that observance of Jewish rules about food, the Sabbath, and special festivals would help believers earn their salvation. Nowhere in the Bible do I find anywhere where I'm going to be saved by eating a pork chop.
All right.
Being particular about the kind of food I eat. I know you all have made your New Year's resolutions and you're striving to observe your New Year's resolution, but you eat as healthy as you possibly can. Mm-hmm. I try to do that, but I have a pork chop every now and then.
Yes, Lord.
My Bible tells me in Timothy, everything God made good to eat is good.
All right.
So there's nothing wrong with a good pork chop. And I like the way my wife fixed it too and smothered it down in a little gravy.
Jesus.
Yes. Pork chop. Watch out now. While certain Gentile members were apparently promoting a form of mysticism that claimed that Jesus was a higher power but not God. Mm-hmm. Gnosticism. Paul refutes these false doctrines by pointing to Jesus Christ's deity, his divine nature and qualities. And he continued by reiterating the supremacy of Christ and denoting Jesus is divine and that his death on the cross reconciled believers, to their creator. Oh, that sounds good to me, to be reconciled into the body of Christ. Listen, I would like to point out, even today, new cults claiming to be Christians, yet denying the deity of Christ and the fundamental belief in Christianity. I don't care who you are. Listen, I'm a gospel preacher. I stand on the inspired word of God. I stand on the message. It's amazing that you see this sign published all over the highways and byways, even as far out as Ypsilanti and so forth, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I stand on the word of God. I stand on it. I believe it. I thank God for converting my soul. I don't know about yours, but I'm not relying on nobody other than Jesus Christ. Watch out.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch yourself here, man.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Stand on Christ and the fundamental doctrine.
Yes, Lord.
But you look at our world today, even like it was back then, there are those who fail to acknowledge the deity of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Listen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
When we haven't been too long, a couple of months ago, we celebrated the birth of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was a loaded statement there. We were supposed to be celebrating the birth of Christ. But come on, you were celebrating going out buying your gifts and dressing up and dressing down and so on for Christmas.
Yeah.
But Jesus was left out of his birthday party.
Help us, Lord. Help us.
What happened to celebrating Christ?
Saint Nick.
Celebrating the fact that he came into a sin-cussed world for you and I.
Yes,
watch
Lord.
Yourself, preacher. Listen, you can't leave out Jesus Christ and expect to enter to heaven.
Jesus.
You going to heaven, the place prepared for God's
Lord.
People.
Yes, Lord.
Believers in Jesus Christ, you can't do it. Amen. You just can't exclude Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And the significant details being omitted from your story. And one of the most troubling things in our modern day society, when I look at the pulpits and I listen to the sermons, is preaching about prosperity. Mm-hmm. Telling people you're too stressed and highly favored. Mm-hmm. What you talking about?
Well,
when I look over there and I look in John's gospel, and Jesus in his latter days had his disciples to understand that in the world, mm-hmm. ye shall suffer tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Yes, Lord.
What? I have overcome.
Yes, Lord.
The world. We are overcomers in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But he
Amen.
Never promised me that I won't have aches and pains.
All right.
At my age now and dealing with a war injury, mm-hmm. I have aches and pains.
All right.
I suffer sometimes.
Yes, Lord.
It gets rough sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't lost my faith in Jesus Christ.
Thank
I'm
you, Lord.
Standing
yeah,
on
yeah.
the promises. Watch
yes,
out, Reverend, of God. What you talking
Amen.
About? Listen. Please stay with me. Please.
Bless him, Lord. Bless him.
I must reference the book of Romans just for a minute here. Listen. Mm-hmm. One commentary points out that Romans serves as the flagship. Listen, it's the leading scriptures of the fleet of Pauline's letters within the New Testament church. Listen.
Mm-hmm.
This letter in Romans has also loomed large in the history of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Countless of men and women
yes.
of faith have singled out Romans as the weapon God gloriously and generously used to bring about
Amen.
Their surrender to Christ.
Yes.
He does that. The surrender to Christ. Romans includes the most systematic presentation of the theological note concerning the scripture.
Amen.
It explains the meaning of the cross for the believer's life
mm-hmm.
and why Jesus died for all humanity.
Yes, yes.
Yes, Lord. I get excited about that. Paul clarifies the core concept of the Christian faith.
Amen.
Sin and righteousness. You got that? Mm-hmm. Faith and works. Listen, justification and election. Oh, yes. I love Romans, the fifth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, being justified
All right.
by faith. We have peace with God.
Yes, Lord.
Through our Lord
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Paul lays it out for us. It helps us to understand how important and how paramount it is to pay close attention
yes,
to the Word of God and the Scripture. I want to invite your attention to a text that is parallel with our text. In Colossians, Romans 15 and 4, it have us to understand whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning.
Mm-hmm.
What? That we through patience and comfort of the scripture might have hope. Oh, that's a powerful word.
It is.
Through comfort and patience of the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
Might have hope.
That's right.
Now don't leave me here. You're gonna think I went crazy here in a few mm-hmm. minutes here, but stay with me, if you will.
Yes,
listen, the acronym for HOPE, H-O-P-E, represents having optimistic progress efficiently. Having optimistic progress efficiently. Efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Now let me help you with this, if you will. Listen, hope is the catalyst for progressive action. It's the catalyst for progressive action. It opens the door for faithful commitment.
Yes, yes.
But it's still progressive, if you will. Yes, yeah. What are you talking about, Reverend Register? Here we go. Follow me, if you will. Hebrews 11 and 1. Listen what it says now. Now, faith is the substance of things. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is it saying to us, Reverend Richard? Let me dialogue just a little bit here. In other words, faith makes that hope or that desired expectation a reality.
Yeah, yes.
It brings it to reality for us. Whatever you are hoping for becomes a reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, I have to say it. I have to use it for an example. I fell in love with my wife back in 1971. And I told her I was going to marry her, and she thought I was crazy. But I stayed the course, and I told her, you're going to be my wife one day. Well, about 4 years after that,
Jesus.
Here we are today.
Yes.
47 years of marriage.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank the Lord.
Listen.
Hallelujah.
The evidence of things not seen. So when you read that particular verse, we understand we're not throwing or dissing hope. We just happen you to understand that it's a desired expectation.
Yes, yes.
And it requires a commitment.
Yes, Lord.
Where's the commitment? It's in faith. That's what the scripture have us to understand. As you read down a little farther in that sixth verse, then you see the compendium. You see the completion of that desired expectation. How? Listen what it says in the sixth verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Right.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Yes.
The operative word there, diligently seek him. So then, the acronym for faith. Here we go, Reverend Register. Faith, F-A-I-T-H, represents fulfilling attitude and transcending hope. You know, you talk to people, have desired expectations. They're hoping for something for a long time. They just keep on hoping for it. They're hoping that it's going to take place. Well, as long as they're locked down with hope, it's a desired expectation that never becomes a reality because they're not incorporating faith. Well, don't abandon me yet. Hang on for a little while longer. Listen, it's simply talking about an attitude to act by transcending desired expectations and challenges. That is, being progressive, like in the previous verses, Abel, who gave his best offering. Woo! That's my territory. God taught me a long time ago, be generous in your giving.
Amen. Amen.
Give God first.
Yes, Lord.
Give with a sense of faith, trusting in God.
Yes, yes.
So there's no way in the world when I get a check when I was working, am I going to let the government beat me, giving God? So whatever I do, I make sure I take out the total amount for my tithes because I'm going to give God his first.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that.
Thank you,
I believe God. So I'm honoring God
first.
We're talking about the preeminence
of
Christ. Give God his first. Oh, boy, y'all got quiet now. That means you're listening. You're paying attention. Thank God. So like Abel, he gave his best offering. So like Abel, I give my best offering. Like Enoch, who lived raptured, ready. pleasing
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
He was raptured yes. ready. It don't mean that he was ready to die, but he was prepared.
Yes,
he took care of the necessary steps.
Yes, Lord.
In preparation, raptured, amen. Ready, pleasing God. Like Noah, who was progressive in preparing the ark.
Mm-hmm.
Like Abraham, who obeyed God.
Yes.
And like the apostle Paul, who had an I can do attitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about faith.
Yes, Lord.
Philippians 4:13 have us to understand I can do all things through Christ.
Amen.
Who strengthened me. So you see, hope is a desired expectation while faith is acting, doing, moving beyond expectation.
Mm-hmm.
So I say to you today, stop hoping and make things happen.
Jesus.
I'm going to say that again. Stop hoping and make things happen. We a Christian family. We a Christian church. We talk about evangelism. We talk about mm-hmm. doing things for the cause of Christ. Well, stop hoping that somebody might join the church.
Yeah.
And let's act.
All right.
The first and foremost thing is to have a sense of love and respect for one another. It's ludicrous
yes,
for you
Lord.
To say that you love God and you hate your brother
Jesus.
For no reason at all.
Yep,
and then you expect to lead somebody to Christ?
Lord,
I don't think so.
All right.
You got to love people.
Right.
You got to love people.
Yes,
come on, preacher.
Yes.
Tell the truth.
Yes,
you
Lord.
Got to have a sense of love for
yes,
your fellow
yes.
man.
Right.
And it's ridiculous to say that you love your fellow man and you got family members and you on your way to church
Lord
and you walk
Jesus.
Right out of the house and bypass that one that needs
Lord,
to know and see and witness the power of Christ working in your life.
Help us, Lord.
Oh, yes. Help so stop us. Hoping and make things happen. That's when hope ends and faith begins.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, hope is the catalyst that calls faith reality by pleasing God emphatically. Acting without doubt, acting in a forceful way, clearly trusting God.
Yes, Lord.
Listen, Paul reminds us in Romans that the inspired word of God gives us comfort and hope.
Mm-hmm.
He makes it clear.
Yes, Lord.
He informs us in 2 Timothy 3:16 that all scripture is given by inspiration and profitable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, John's gospel informs us
yes.
of the Logos.
Yes, Lord.
The living word, the nominative case in the Koine Greek tells the readers the grammatical function and structure of each word in the sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the nominative is used as the subject. And when you read, watch out now, John 1:1,
mm-hmm.
it helps us to understand the main subject. In the beginning
yes, Lord.
Was the Word.
Mm-hmm.
I told you we ought to maintain our comfort and strength and rely on the inspired Word of God. In the beginning was the Word.
Yes, yes.
And the Word
mm-hmm.
was
yes.
God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, in the beginning. The same was in the beginning with God.
Yes.
All things were made by him. And
yes.
without him was not anything made
That's right.
that was made.
Yeah. Amen.
And listen what he says. In that 14th verse, if mm-hmm. there happens to be any doubt or confusion yeah. here, we're simply denoting the Logos. We're simply denoting Jesus Christ who came manifested in the flesh.
Yeah.
So John, in his writing, identifying the deity of Jesus Christ, help
right.
us to understand. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Yes, Lord.
I'll say it again. And the Word
yes, Lord.
Was made flesh
yes.
and dwelt among us. What? Mm-hmm. And we beheld His glory.
Yes, Lord.
The glory as what? The glory as the only begotten of yes, the Father. The only begotten.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And He makes it clear He's full of, that is completely,
amen.
Complete in grace and truth.
Yes.
And in the close of His book, He points to this deity
mm-hmm.
in 20, 30, and 31, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciple.
Yes.
Which
yes.
are not written in this book, but these are written
yes, Lord.
That ye might believe that Jesus
mm-hmm.
is
yes.
the Christ,
yes, He is.
The Son
yes.
of God, and that mm-hmm. believing you might have life
yes.
through His name.
Yes, Lord.
What are you talking about? In our text in Colossians, Paul refutes the doctrine of Judaism and Gnosticism
mm-hmm.
as a means of salvation and excluding Jesus Christ. You
yes.
can't exclude Jesus
Amen.
Christ. When we look at our churches today, they resemble this kind of doctrine.
Amen.
We talked about Christmas earlier.
Mm.
As we look at our society, we look at our institutions,
yes.
they are continuously pursuing to eliminate Christ, to eliminate Christ yeah, from man. Our very existence.
Yeah, yeah.
They've taken Christ out of Christmas
mm-hmm.
and put an X there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I got news for you. An X symbolized something unknown
yeah.
with an air of mystery that can be appealing. But I want to know, how can you settle for that
mm-hmm.
when we look at Christ or Christmas? It simply denotes Christ's mass, an assembly of Christian believers assembled together celebrating
yes,
the birth of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You can't leave Him out, I tell you.
Yes,
we have
Lord.
To keep on pressing on.
Mm-hmm.
We have to strive for the growth and development. When I hear and see our churches today, preachers are preaching prosperity
mm-hmm.
and leaving out the gospel.
Yes.
The significant detail is being omitted, and they are telling their story.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, you
Amen.
Can keep on walking around saying you're too blessed to be stressed.
Jesus.
But I would like to walk around and tell you I've been born again. I've come into the saving knowledge
yes.
of my Lord and Savior,
yes,
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I'm so thankful that God entered my life.
Yes, Lord.
What about you?
Well,
I don't follow those stories. So Paul, in his letter, he makes the significant details clear to us.
Mm-hmm.
In our text, he denotes the preeminence
yes.
of Jesus Christ as the image of God,
yes.
the invisible one,
yes,
a prototype displaying for us the
yes.
form in which we draw on and understanding that Jesus is a prototype. He's not
yes.
just reflecting, but He's declaring that He is God
yes.
in
yes,
the flesh.
Lord.
Oh, glory.
Jesus.
To the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Paul simply have us to understand
mm-hmm.
that telling these Colossians that Jesus Christ cannot be a prototype.
Amen.
God the Father, who is invisible, cannot omit Jesus Christ. Jesus is God
yes, He is.
In the flesh.
Yes, He is.
He is supreme in
yes.
rank. He's superior
yes.
in His divine figure.
Yes.
And He is the one that is declared to be the righteous one,
yes.
the promised Messiah
mm-hmm.
who came into this world for the express purpose of having us to understand how important it is to be in Christ. He tells us in Isaiah, in his prophecy, and he makes it plain in Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given.
Yes, Lord.
And the government
yes,
shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I know Jesus is a wonderful God
yes,
in the flesh. Listen at him, will you? He's a counselor.
Yes,
I know for certain I can depend on Jesus in my praying hours to receive the comfort and strength I need. He's the mighty God. He's all powerful and divine. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. He's the everlasting Father and the Prince of
Peace.
Glory, I tell you, to God. Look at Jesus, I tell you. Came down through 42 generations. Yes! Into a sin-cursed world for you and I. Oh, glory, I tell you, to the Lamb of God. He tabernacled around here, healing the sick, raising the dead, open blind and eyes. But that ain't all. That same Jesus marched up Golgotha Hill for you and I. Glory, I tell you, to the Lamb of God. I tell you, they took him and nailed him to the cross. He hung out there for you and I on the cross. What I love about it, he had a talk with God. He said and declared, it's finished. What you talking about, preacher? I paid the price for the redeemed. They took him down and put him in a borrowed tomb. He fulfilled the word of God on the third day morning. He got up with all power. He got up, I tell you, with all power. Oh, I thank God. He changed my life. I thank God for my Lord and Savior. Came into this sin-cursed world. Delivered me from the chaos. Put love in my heart. I don't care who you are, what your idiosyncrasies are. I don't care how you look at me.
All right.
But I can't help it. I got the love of Christ in me. He taught me how to love people when I was doing a lot of wrong. He taught me how to respect my fellow man. He taught me to love and to strive to share the good news of salvation.
Yes, Lord.
I tell you, he's coming back.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Amen. If you're not standing, please stand to your feet. The door to the church is open.
Yes, Lord.
You have heard the gospel declared that Jesus, who knew no sin, took upon us our sin upon the cross.
Amen.
He gave his life for us. If there's one, please come. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, praise God. Amen, amen. Amen. Is there another? Is there another?
Yes.
How great is our God. All the sea, how great.
Glory to
God. How great.
is there another?
Good afternoon, Macedonia. To Pastor Minor and the entire Macedonia Baptist Church, we have coming on Christian Experience, Marcus Glasker. Marcus Glasker. And he's returning home.
Stand up, Mark. It's good to have you back. You know, a lot of people have been praying for you. As a matter of fact, what I want to do now is I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray for you right now. Is that okay? Come on, church. Let's bow our heads. Dear eternal God, our Father, we come to you right now, God. We thank you and we praise you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this young man, God. Lord, we thank you so much for the decision that he's made today, Heavenly Father, Lord. And God, we realize, Heavenly Father, Lord, there's a lot of prodigal sons out there, Father, that need to come back home, Father. And so, God, we thank you for Mark, God, and we know, Heavenly Father, Lord, that the enemy has been trying to get him. But we know that, God, you've always had your arms around him, Father. You've always protected him, God. And so, God, we say thank you right now for his return, God. We say thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for what you're doing in his life right now. And, God, we're asking you, Father God, that you would meet his every need, Father. Everything that the devil has tried to take from him, God, we're asking that. God, you'll restore it right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, help him right now, Father. Because he is diligently seeking you, Father. And God, help him right now. Let this church go, come around him, Father God, and bear him up in prayer. We thank you and we praise you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and thank God. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Church, he's worthy to be praised. All right, we're going to ask you to come, Reverend Bannister. He's going to have prayer with you. We're going to have you fill out some paperwork, and then we'll give you the right hand of fellowship, all right? Love you, man. We're going to now take up our offering for our preacher. If you have been blessed by it, please bless the preacher, the man of God. Amen. I'm going to ask that you stand to your feet and that you'll obey the ushers and come from the rear of the church, come to the outer walls and bring your offering. Bless the man of God. Thank you. Let us pray. Dear eternal God, our Father, we thank you today for the message. We thank you for the messenger, God. And Lord, we're asking that you'll bless these gifts, Heavenly Father, Lord, that they might go to further your kingdom, Father. We ask that, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you'll continue to bless the messenger. Bless Reverend Register, Heavenly Father, Lord. Bless his wife, God. Bless his household, God. We thank you so much, God. We ask that we'll be here, doers of your word and not just hearers, God. That we'll benefit from this word that was preached today. We honor you today. It's in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Listen, I want to encourage you, please remember, we are going out at 3 o'clock. I believe the bus will be leaving from the parking lot at 2 o'clock. They are serving dinner there. I don't know how much the extent of it or anything. So if you want to go out and get yourself something to eat and meet us there, that's fine as well. But the bus will be leaving about 2 o'clock from the parking lot. So if you need to ride the bus, just be here before 2 o'clock and we'll get you there and get you back safely. Amen, amen, amen. All right, if all hearts are satisfied. And also, one more thing. They are handing out your financial statements at the courtesy desk. So if you did not receive your financial statement for 2023, you can pick it up there. There'll be two lines that'll be formed there. You can pick up your financial statement there. All right, come on. If you all hearts are satisfied, please stand to your feet. Those who desire prayer, come down to the throne of grace. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. All right, that's my head. Dear eternal God, our Father, we come to you this afternoon, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for all our eyes have seen and our ears have heard. God, we thank you for your word, God. We thank you for your word because it's your word, God, that gives us the power, that gives us the authorization, God, to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus, Lord. We realize, God, that it's by your word that we're going to grow, Father. We realize, God, that your word has power. Yes. Wonder-working power. Power to set free. Lord, it has power to deliver, God. And so, God, we're ever so thankful for your word, God. And Lord, we're praying that we would actually do what you said in your word, Father. We pray that this was not just a sense of entertainment, God. We're praying, God, that people just didn't enjoy this word, but they received this word, God. And they'll leave out of here, God, with the purpose and the intent in their heart to live out the word, Father. God, we thank you for these, your people, God.
Yes, yes.
We honor you today, Heavenly Father. God, we're asking that you'll bless them, God. Not just for the sake of blessing them, God. We ask that you'll bless them that they might see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes.
And that it might motivate them to go and bless someone else, Father. I pray that, God, we would love with the love of Christ, God. That, Lord, we'll understand the sacrificial portion of love, Heavenly Father, Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
God, I ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as we go and prepare to celebrate this third anniversary, God,
yes, Lord Jesus,
that, God, we will show up, God, but more importantly, we'll meet you there, Father. We're praying that it'll be a blessed time, Father. Keep us in your care, Father. Those who perhaps cannot make it, God, we ask that you give them traveling mercy, that you'll bless them as well, God. We honor you today for all that you do. Now, Father God, again, look at our sick and our shut-in, Father. God, we say a special prayer for Sister Mary Tate right now in the name of Jesus, God. We're asking, God, that you would touch and heal her, Father. That, God, you would strengthen her, God. Lord, look on Deacon Ross right now, Father, Lord. We remember him, God. We ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you'll continue to heal him. God, we thank you for Reverend O'Rear, God, who's with us today, God. Thank you how you are healing his body, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we know that you can. We've seen you do it, Father. We have the faith, God. Touch us and we shall be touched. Move us and we shall be moved, God. As you will. Now we ask all of this in the mighty and the matchless name of your Son, Jesus the Christ. He is Lord. He is our Redeemer.
Yes, Lord.
He is our sacrificial Lamb, God. We ask it in his name.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, may it rest, rule, and abide with us now, hence and forevermore. Let every heart sing.